It's Chilly Home, the hottest hits. Dan and Katie here with you, and I cannot wait to see this lady. She is one of my favourite artists from the Super Jesus. Her name is Sarah McLeod, coming down for the Alone and Unplugged Tour, Royal Oak Hotel, August 26th. And I've got her number in my phone. Do you reckon I should just call
her?
I'm just going to call her right now.
You've
She's
got
a friend
a number.
Of mine. She's a friend. She's a friend, okay, of, the, friend of the show.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah McLeod.
Yeah.
It's Dan Taylor here. Calling you.
Oh,
we have an interview.
Oh my God, I totally forgot.
Oh, no. You weren't going for a run or anything, were you?
No, I'm lying in bed.
Oh, you're lying in bed.
Perfect.
With your dog?
We can say we're in with bed with Sarah McLeod.
You're in bed with me, my girlfriend, and my dog.
Oh, now this is a party.
Where do you call home now? Are you still in Sydney or what?
I am still in Sydney, unlike you, Dan.
Gallivant. Traitor.
You just don't stop. You got itchy feet.
Hey, I know.
You did.
Well, it's just one of these jobs where you have to move around. It's like musical chairs. Like, you get fired from a place, then you move on.
I've noticed that happens with a lot of my favourite DJs.
Mm, it does. It's a weird industry that we're in, but one you get fired for
I
all
do
the time.
Just want to interject and introduce myself. Hi, Sarah. I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Hi, I thought, Katie. Are we doing the interview now? I thought I better say hi first.
I'm recording everything anyway. Does the interview officially start now? Yes.
Dan is recording everything and then he's going to turn it into a rap.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It is a huge day for you as well today.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's because the new album's out, the EP, Love and Violence, from the Super Jesus.
Yes, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, it's 13 years it's been since we have released a new
what?
Product. I know. I didn't believe it either. I Googled it to check something while I was writing it.
You had to Google yourself.
Sort of spiel. Yeah, and I said, I wonder when rock music came out. I can't remember what the date was, but I counted it back because it was 13 years.
13 years, wow. Because you had huge singles back in the day, three times ARIA award-winning band. Gravity, Down Again, Secret Agent Man, we still all play it. That's probably why it doesn't seem that long, because you still hear your tunes on the radio.
Mm.
Possibly, and possibly because I'm just always playing constantly as well, and recording new solo stuff, and I just feel like I don't really know where the Super Jesus ends and the solo stuff picks up. You know, it's just, I just work, I write songs, I sing, I'm just always singing.
Do you ever write songs specifically for your solo gig and specifically for the band, or is it just a song and you think, where should I take this?
No, 99% of the time I'm writing specifically for each project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A couple of times I've written things and gone, I don't know, like, for example, there's a song on the new EP called The Setting Sun. I wrote that for a solo project, on an acoustic guitar, and then I took it to the band. I don't even know why I played it to the band, because it doesn't sound like a Super Jesus song at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I played it to the band just in passing, and they went, oh, wait, we love this, let's jam on it, and then suddenly it became something completely different.
Awesome.
So it does happen from time to time, but most of the time my solo work is based more around sort of kind of 50s bluesy kind of music, whereas the Super Jesus is more dirgy, half-time, big, heavy groove.
Yeah,
I love it.
The big riffs. Get out the axe.
Yeah, like I would never go half-time on a big, dirty, drop D riff and put it on my follow-up.
Yeah.
Who would, really?
Like, you have to drop
the
D down.
Who would want to?
Well, you're coming down alone and unplugged, but will we see the Super Jesus down in Tassie?
Not on this run, unfortunately. Okay. No, because it's only a short run.
Okay.
Okay, so if we want to see you, it's
have
August,
to see you alone
August
and unplugged.
26, you're heading down to Launceston at the Royal Oak, so
you've
got to catch you then.
I'll play some Super Jesus songs if that sort of
sweet.
Okay.
That passes the test. Ticks the boxes.
Yeah. But getting the full band down there is just not sort of feasible
in
the near future. But early next year, we definitely will.
Oh,
we're going to do a full-length record as well.
Yeah. And, and what are your memories of Tasmania as well when you have come down here?
Oh, well, I have a strong memory of Tasmania, and I look at it as a move of shame, and I want to go down to rectify it. Whereas I went down to the Mona Art Gallery.
Oh, yes.
And I sat in the bar and got drunk and then left, and I never actually went in, saw anything.
It's an amazing gallery too.
I have heard that, and I have lived with this for many years.
Right, you're going to have to rectify that.
This time I'm taking a bunch of friends with me. We're actually making the Tasmania trip a bit of a holiday because it's the last gig on the Alone and Unplugged tour. It's been 20 dates. So it's the very end, and so a bunch of mates are coming down with us, and we are going to do the gigs, and then we're going to go to Mona, and I don't care if I have to spend days in there. I'm going to make this wrong right.
Yeah, true.
You will spend days in it. It's very, very interesting.
I've heard that. Yeah. Maybe I'll just need a day in the bar and then a couple of days to go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make it a 3-day thing. Well, we are chatting with Sarah McLeod, coming down to the Royal Oak very soon for Alone and Unplugged. But up next, I want to know what her favourite venue is in the entire world, plus a bit of a challenge. Straight after this on Chilly.